In the last few decades, the Russian River has seen a major shift. In the 1960s, when flower power bloomed on the streets of San Francisco, and in the 70s, when Christo and Jean-Claude's installation art piece, Running Fence, spanned the county, the river was a different place. Inadequate wastewater treatment facilities spilled treated sewage into the river, supplying the bulk of pollution. Even in the mid-80s, too much effluent and chlorine caused mass fish kills in the Laguna de Santa Rosa. These days, it's a little different.
Our biggest concern is really what happens when it rains on city streets.
Don McInhill is the Russian Riverkeeper and an ecological advocate.
That today is our biggest source of pollution in the watershed. Our streets have everything from pesticides and fertilizers and metals from cars and oil and grease and you name it. Today, when it rains, all that goes straight to the river. No filters, doesn't go to the wastewater treatment plants.
Now that the county's wastewater treatment facilities have been upgraded, the remaining pollution, the kind you and I cause, can't be easily addressed with new permit conditions. The sources of pollution call for many individual changes. Rebecca Fitzgerald studies pollution in the river with the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board.
There are several issues in the Russian that the Regional Water Board is looking at right now. It is listed federally as impaired for several different pollutants.
The river gets low marks for sediment, which damages fish spawning grounds. Dirt washes off hillsides, stream banks, and especially roads.
If you're a more rural landowner and you have a dirt driveway that may have some erosion problems, trying to address those would be an excellent way to help the river.
The river is also warmer than it should be because many of the trees and bushes along the banks that once provided shade have been removed. Chemicals and bacteria that can damage the river are also reaching it more and more. Leaky septic tanks and waste from pets put fecal bacteria into the river. Fertilizers and pesticides used around the home can also wash into the river. Nitrogen and phosphorus in fertilizers cause algal blooms that remove oxygen from the water and can kill fish.
You want to think about, what are you putting on your lawn if you have any fertilizers, for example? And are you putting them on right before it rains when it could easily run off and get in the storm drain and flow out to your neighborhood creek? And, you know, that could go for any other type of toxic material as well, like oil if you're changing your car.
Common pesticides in the river kill insects and crustaceans, animals that form the base of the food chain.
Just be aware of what could get into the water and where that water runs to.
Despite the river's problems, Fitzgerald says it remains one of the area's treasures, a place she's still happy to swim in.
I have all my life, actually.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.